This morning, we chat to a very busy young man, a dynamic individual, all the way from Lavender Hill here in the Mother City. Now, of course, taking a bite out of the Big Apple. Sean Peterson moved to the United States in 2013 as part of a Workaway International program, and he's currently coaching youth soccer in New York, and he's certainly doing a lot for his local community. And Sean joins us now all the way from New York City, from Brooklyn. Sean, a very good morning. Hoe gaan het?
Good morning.
Okay, you can still speak a little bit of Afrikaans. You haven't lost it completely.
Okay.
Sean, tell us a bit about yourself and your organization. So you've started the Sean Peterson Foundation. What's that all about?
Currently living in New York, Brooklyn. The idea all started basically when I came home now in April, when I was the soccer tournament for my 40th birthday. It's my way of giving back to my community. And just basically trying to inspire some youth, because I come from Lavendale, where, as you know, for today it's still overrun with gangsters and drugs and stuff like that. So my idea came all about just trying to give back to my community, and I hosted the event at Steenberg High School, my ex-high school, and also just giving back to the school itself. Was very humbling experience for me.
Now, I can imagine for any young person from the Cape Flats to, you know, make the big journey to the U.S. I mean, we've seen the kind of inspiration that Trevor Noah has become, and, you know, how we've all sort of followed his journey to the U.S. For anybody, you know, that's grown up in the circumstances that you have, to be able to, you know, make it in the U.S. is an amazing achievement. How did that happen?
True. Like you said, it all started in 2013 with the Workaway International Program, which I got the opportunity from the director to become a dishwasher up in Florida at the country club. Because my experience as a chef or a cook, I would say, didn't basically sit well with the institution of not having the culinary experience or certificate for that way. And they gave me the opportunity to come overseas to work at the country club as a dishwasher, and from there, I worked my way up again to be a chef, prep chef in the kitchen.
So you were qualified chef?
So I won't say I'm qualified in the sense of, so I don't have the certificate to prove that, but I have my grandma and my mom's experience of cooking. So I can cook and I can bake, but I know my way around the kitchen very well.
All right. Now, how is your foundation changing the lives of young people in the community?
At the moment, the soccer tournament basically that I did was trying to give back, as I mentioned, and with that hope to inspire some youth. And going forward, we would like to host a tournament again that's happening in next year, April. And continue with that, we hope to start an aftercare program where we can basically transform lives by giving back. And then hopefully with that idea, we will then bring kids to the U.S., on trying to compete in competitions over here, like in sporting competitions. The one we're starting off with is going to be soccer currently, trying to play in this big tournament that the U.S. obviously have every year. They have this big cups tournament that they play in, where kids can basically get scholarships by attending those tournaments. And that's the hope where I can bring, I would say, kids from Lavendale, Cape Flats, Cape Town, South Africa, to the U.S. for the opportunities where they can compete in these competitions and hopefully get scouted and get scholarships, you know. That's the big aim and dream.
Besides soccer, how else does your organization empower young people to break the cycle of poverty and violence that they're sort of trapped in?
Currently, I'm working with another organization in Lavendale, that is basically looking after those aspects of where they are looking after those kids in the afternoon and making sure that they attend school, making sure they have an after-school program for them. So I'll be working very closely with this organization in the combat of trying to, you know, alleviate those little problems that we have in our community. Currently, I'm registering my foundation here in the U.S. so we actually can be more hands-on and give more support. Actually, so we can help with those little things that happen in South Africa.
And is it just young boys that you are involved with, or is it both girls and boys? And what are the ages?
It's going to be both boys and girls, because I know a lot of females that attended my soccer tournament this year in April was actually about with Uncle Van Akana's via soccer spiel, or the more prone girls. So we'd like to encourage the females. the young daughters also to be part of the events that we're trying to create. So the age group will start from 4 years old. Because I know some moms that came to me at on the days, like, my boy is 2 years old, my girl is 2 years old. Can't they be part of it? Obviously, they can be part of it on a development level where we can introduce them to different sporting codes. And that's the hope, so they can clearly realize that there's more things to do, outside. But obviously, some kids can't go outside because of the area that they're in. But like to encourage them to create like little spaces like the foundation that I'm working currently in Lavendale with, and also trying to create an aftercare program at my mom's place going forward.
So you were also saying that, you know, you've been trying to get soccer gear for the young kids back home. How do you go about, you know, raising these donations to hand out to the youth?
So I do have a foundation page up on Facebook and also on Instagram where I've reached out to numerous people in the U.S. and also I would say South Africa and also around the world, where I've basically tried asking people for donations of either used or new sports equipment. Last year, we started the project. It took me about 9 months until this year, April, where we got a lot of donations given in person. People sent me stuff from different states. And then I also had a gentleman that came from a very close friend of mine. His son came from all the way from Belgium, from Brussels, and then they also provided some sporting equipment and also donations in the form of money towards the foundation and the event that we had this year. So I'm trying to do it on a lot of social media pages where I basically ask for donations. People have been sending, and I actually have collected a lot of stuff so far, and hopefully I can get some more stuff before this year ends and hopefully bring it everything to South Africa next year.
I understand that your side hustle is also, you know, taking South African tourists around New York City. What's that like?
So being New York, the capital of tourism, it's almost like being in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Before I came to the U.S., I was a tour guide traveling through Africa, South Africa, guiding people on overland tours. So the idea became about more, I can actually take people around the city. I've a little excited about New York City itself, so I know my way around. Sometimes we get lost, sometimes we don't, you know. It's one of those little tourist things we do. Mm-hmm. But it's been great so far. I've worked with different travel agents that actually would send either via Facebook or via Instagram, tell me about clients that's coming to the U.S. to New York. Can I take them around the city? Can I recommend things to them? And I've done that in the past, and I'm always looking forward to meeting new people that are coming from South Africa and take them around the city. Because local is lekker, you know?
Of course. I can imagine, I mean, just out of interest, Americans must have a very negative perception of South Africa, given, you know, what's always in the news, the bad things like gender-based violence, gang violence, corruption.
I mean, the world as itself is negative about everybody else besides their own country. Mm. A lot of Americans still basically trying to figure out if South Africa is a country or South Africa is a continent. So things like that is still there as the ignorance part. But I mean, a lot of people that I've met randomly told me they have been to South Africa a few times. They know what the country is going through.
Yeah.
And they very well big support of when we won the Rugby World Cup. That basically brought the whole country together, knowing that we had all those problems before. So I've spoken to a lot of people about what has happened in South Africa, and they all felt it's wrong with what's been happening in the media and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they also were very in good support of the Rugby World Cup when South Africa came together as a nation.
Mm. And then as we wind down, Sean, I mean, I can imagine that the young people that have gotten to know you from Lavender Hill must have immense respect for you. You know, do you have any sort of inspirational words about pursuing their goals and dreams despite their circumstances?
Yeah, for me, the main thing I would say is to have a dream. And I know it's easy to say, but focus on that dream. Have a goal, like a weekly goal, a monthly goal in place. Focus on education, because that's going to be your backbone once everything, you know, is not around. Like soccer was my strength. I pulled a lot of strength from soccer because that saved me from being just like in Lavendale. It took me out of Lavendale.
Mm-hmm.
It took me out to my surroundings. Soccer was my pillar of strength. And that basically brought me to a lot of different events around the world. So to have a dream, focus on a dream and set weekly goals. And I know it's not going to be easy, but if you believe in yourself, like I do and a lot of people, especially the youth, because they are our future leaders, and definitely they're trying to give back so they can actually see their help. And that's don't believe.
Absolutely. And I mean, we don't need to look any further than magnificent role models here on our home turf, like our rugby players, such as Siya Kolisi, who obviously came out of poverty, and sports certainly opened huge doors for him and other rugby players, you know, and look where they are right now. Lastly, if anybody's listening to this interview and they want to find out more, or perhaps, you know, they want to support your foundation, how can they do that?
They can find me on social media like Facebook and Instagram. It's Sean Peterson Sports Foundation. It's on Instagram and also on Facebook. Or they can just contact me via WhatsApp like most people have done, because my number is on Facebook and also Instagram. My contact number, I don't know if I can give it or not.
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's a +1 347 844 1221. That's my WhatsApp number.
Sean Peterson, I want to thank you so much for chatting to the Voice of the Cape. I know it's quite early there in Brooklyn, so we do appreciate your time and for making the effort to be up for this interview. And, of course, we wish you all the success, and we hope that many young people will be able to benefit and be inspired by this foundation.
Thank you once again, Tyson, for your time and to listen and to making this interview possible.